Turn the book of Revelation for a minute on the Lord for all of us. Contend corporately. What you do with it is what you do with it. What I do with it is what I'm going to do with it. Revelation 1, verse 4, says, John to the seven churches, which are in Asia, grace and peace. He gives the greetings from the Godhead, from him which is, which was, and which is what? Which is what? Which is to come. Praise God. That's the God that inhabiteth the eternity right there. That's past, present, and future. Amen. And from the seven spirits of God, which are awesome. That's the Holy Spirit, wisdom, proverbial woman wisdom, Holy Spirit, Holy Ghost, seven spirits of God. And from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness. So, we see God is the one who inhabiteth eternity. Amen. And then we see verse 8, Jesus speaking, said, I am the Alpha and Omega. Again, he's reiterating that I am beginning and end. Say beginning and end. He's doing this for a reason, establishing his predominant, or would you say, dominion over all of time. Amen. Establishing dominion in the past, present, and future. He goes, I am Alpha, I'm Omega, I have dominion over all things, time, space, everything. I have dominion. He says, the beginning and the end. That's either the beginning of this week and the end of this week, the beginning of today and the end of this day, the beginning of your life, the end of your life, the beginning of your promise, the fulfillment of that promise, the beginning of creation, the completion of creation. Amen. All of it. There's no part of it. All the revelation all depends on where you are with him and where he is with you. He says, saith the Lord, and then he calls himself the same thing, which is, which was, and is to come. He also is he who is, he who was, and he was to come. Moses knew him as who he was, and we know him as who he is. John knew him who is to come. Amen? That's what we want now. Is he which is to come. Jesus said, I can only do what I see my Father doing. So the Father begins the process in the realm of the kingdom. And then that kingdom, the Lord mirrored what the Father was doing in the kingdom realm into the earth, bringing that kingdom in the realm. But God was already doing it. So he was already in front of the Lord. He says, I can do nothing of myself but what I see. So he'd see the Father doing it in the kingdom, seeing what the Father's will was, watching it unfold, and then he would just mirror that. And that's why he was so effective, because he could see that. He said it kind of like this. We brought this out. John 10. I really want you to go there. Go to John 10, verse 4. John 10, verse 2. But he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. Him the porter openeth, the sheep hear his voice, he calleth his own sheep by name and leadeth them out. Now where do you think he's leading them out of? He calls his sheep by name, he leads them out of the law of sin and death. This is the born again experience right there. He brings them out, translates them out of darkness into the light. And once they call upon his name, he takes them out of darkness into the light. So he takes them out of the goat pen of the world, basically. Brings them into the sheep pen of the kingdom. Amen. He's really talking about the Jews here, but then he goes on and talks about the Gentiles later. But he says, I'm going to bring my sheep out of the fold. He goes, they're going to call upon me. But basically he's saying it's the born-again experience that's causing that to happen, the new creation. And then once he leads them out, notice what he does. It says, he goeth before them, in front of them. The Bible says before means to go in front of. To go in front of a place also means to be in front of in time. He'll go in front of you in time. Isn't that awesome? He says he goes in front of you in time. And he says, and my sheep will follow me. So sometimes he moves out a little bit in front of you where you are. He's a little bit out in front of you. Amen? And he goes, my sheep will hear my voice. They'll follow me even though I'm out in front. Amen? How far in front is all really dependent on our capacity to see. If we dwell with him, we'll see with light that's not of this world will seem out there. But then he goes on in chapter 12 to say that if any man serve me, let him follow me, same follow me, that where I am, there shall you be also. So here he says you go out in front and you follow, because you're going to have to follow first, but then I'm going to bring you to where I am, where you can dwell with me, even, if I'm in front of you. He can dwell with you where you are, but what if he's in front of you? Because the key, what we're looking for right now, is he that which is to come. Amen? And all of this is in the right hand of God. All of this is outside the jurisdiction of the world systems. All of this is outside the jurisdiction of time. So, he dwells out in front, we can dwell. He said, you can be with me where I am in he that was, he that is, and he is to come. So you can be with me in the Father and behold the Father, but the Father's not limited to your perception of what the Father should be. The Father is he who was. Moses found out that God could show him 2,500 years in the past and walk him through it. He who is. And what? That's where he is right now, what he's doing, and then he that is to come. So he goes, you can be with me in the Father in all those places. Amen? John saw him 2,000 years in front. We don't need to go 2,000 years. Just 7 days would be good, praise God, for a breakthrough. Hallelujah. Praise God, say 7 days. So what we need to do is get our faith in agreement. So how do you move from a position of who is to who is to come? It's the same way with anything. It's by revelation. We move in by revelation. We see him. We acknowledge him. You'll see this today. We'll acknowledge him as he that which is to come. We acknowledge him as Alpha and Omega. We acknowledge him as the beginning and the end. We acknowledge him as the first and the last. Amen. Behold, you do a new thing, and before it manifests in your jurisdiction of the earth, I will show it to you in the jurisdiction of the kingdom, is basically what he's saying. This is our promise, is our inheritance, to see before it happens. If you understand how to see before it happens and God can position you in certain things, well, you can get a lot done. Amen? Just for the sheer fact that you're positioned before anybody else is. 7 days of light could do a lot, praise God. Amen? With all that said, we're going to pray today. We're going to acknowledge. Now, sometimes when you're in these things, you first breaking in, God gives a lot of light, and he has to open the eyes of your understanding. So go to Ephesians 1 real quick. Everybody wants to ride, but nobody wants to plow. Every time I go into a realm like this, God shows it to me, and I just do it every day. I just plow into it every day. I just keep doing it. I do the same thing, just with a different room or a different realm of light, but I use the same tools. You master the operations of acknowledgement. Focus, acknowledgement, and attentive to his words. You, when you learn to master those, you can move in any part of the kingdom. All God has to do is show you the hidden things. Once he shows it to you, you use the exact same principles every time and every place you go. You don't change the principle. You're just changing the imagery of where you're going. So if you don't learn to ever master that operation of acknowledgement, focus, acknowledgement, words in the realm of the heart, speaking, saying, seeing with focus and acknowledgement. If you don't learn to master that, you'll never live in the high places continuously. You'll be in and out. You have to master that. You start with practicing. Amen. You learn to move yourself, because once you get really good at it, there is no warfare the enemy can assign against you. You cannot take off. Nothing. There's nothing he can do to you, and he's done a lot. Even in our journey, we ain't even birthed yet. He's been quite active. Amen? Because it's this word he hates, because this word is what's going to deliver us in. Amen? But you have to be able to take off his assignments. You have to learn to get above him. You have to learn to climb into a higher place. You do that through climbing and through the different operations of the word. You learn how to do that. Amen? But you have to put effort in. Amen? Say effort. It's the work of believing. Oh, he'll just give it to me. No, he won't give you this one. You have to do this. What must we do to work the works of God? He said, believe. This is the work of God. Learn how to believe. Amen? Learn how to move. In him we live and we move and we have our being. I promise you, whatever time and attention that you give to this will far The benefits will far outweigh any of the struggles that you have, because the benefits will be with you for life. You'll learn how to live in the high places. You'll learn how to live a life that's full of peace, full of rest, and joy. Say joy. Hallelujah. You'll learn how to move. If you don't like something, you learn how to move it. Amen. So Ephesians 1, verse 17, he said, the God of our Lord Jesus, learn to pray this every day. Ephesians 1, Ephesians 3, I pray this at the throne of grace every day. That the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you, the spirit of wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of Christ. Now, that's a pretty big word when he says in Christ, the knowledge of Christ, because spirit of wisdom and revelation, Christ is all things. Amen. So you need a spirit of wisdom and revelation specifically. So what I do is add the pigtail there says in the knowledge of Christ, the Omega. Christ, the operations of Christ, the Omega. Christ, the beginning and end, first and last. Christ, the author and finisher. I want to know him as Christ, that which is to come. I need to dwell with him. I need a spirit of wisdom, revelation, the eyes of my heart be flooded with light with that operation. You're not going to move somewhere you cannot see. You're not going to see Christ, the Omega, with these eyes. You cannot see him with these eyes. You have to see him with the eye of the heart. When he speaks your future to you, he's speaking it to you from the Omega jurisdiction. He's taking it from the future and bringing that to where you are to call you to where he is. Amen. It's all about coming to where he is. It's all about following him. He wants you there more than you want you there. Trust me. He would have never given you your future from that position if he didn't want you there. And the enemy wants to constantly keep you either where you are or back you up. Amen. The enemy wants you to dwell in either who you are presently or who you were. Amen. He wants to constantly remind you either who you were or who you are. He never wants you to see who you are. It's very difficult, listen to me very carefully, to see who and feel who you truly are living in this jurisdiction. You got to get over to that one. That one's got some serious grace in it. It has some serious power in it. It's some serious glory. Amen. How many of you in here actually believe that God, sometime before Jesus comes back, is going to use you to raise the dead? Raise your hand. Look at that. Now, how do you know that? I can feel it inside. But when you pray for somebody, well, that's not dead or half dead, nothing happens. It's hard to find that kind of faith. When he spoke that to you, he spoke it from a position in the future and that which is to come. We can go to that place now and dwell with him there. That's what Paul's saying. Give me a spirit of wisdom, revelation of Christ who is to come. I need to go and dwell with him and see him in that capacity. And not only that, if I get to where he is, then he shows me who I am, where he is. If he shows me who I am, where he is in the future, I'm different than I am right now. Amen? If he shows me who I am now, I kind of already know who I am. Don't need to know who I was. God very rarely ever going to talk to you about who you were. He didn't do that. He says, forget those things that lie behind. Press onward. Move forward. God's always in forward motion. Because you're not going to get anywhere looking in the past, beating yourself up. Absolutely nothing's going to happen for you. Nothing. I mean, religion will love to get a hold of you and just get you all bound up in your past, you know. You know, get you some whips and chains and strike your back, you know. And you, penance. It's amazing what people do in the religion. But if I can get to where he is in a future state or he is to come, and then he, once I'm with him, he automatically downloads that position to me. What's he download? He downloads the knowledge, the understanding, the spirit, the glory, the presence, the grace, the power. More importantly, the identity. Say identity. There, you have a different identity in your future than you have right now. How many of you have a different identity now than you did 10 years ago? Raise your hand. Hello. Wouldn't you have liked 10 years ago to go where you are right now? If we could have got to the level of wisdom that we are right now, 10 years ago, we could have saved a lot of issues. Amen. What if we could access, I'm getting heavy here, what if we can go into a future state and get wisdom another way besides learning it the hard way? What if we can move into a state of wisdom with him? 7 years of light, 7 days of light, move into 7 years and see and understand things from a perspective of wisdom without having to go through the hard ways. Because when you're with him, there's no limitation. Remember Cody's encounter with the Lord spoke to him. In this realm, there is no limitation. Because you're outside of time, you're with him, and there's no limitation what he can show you. It's how he made Solomon so great. When he started with Solomon, came to him in dream, and he said, what can I give you? And he goes, what do you want? And he said, give me wisdom. I don't know how to come in or go out. My father David gave me all this, basically. I don't know what I'm doing, is what he said. Give me wisdom to judge your people. Give me wisdom. And God gave it to him, made him great before his fall. He was amazing. Everything he did was awesome. There was not anything Solomon didn't really do that wasn't awesome. I mean, the man had everything before his fall. Amen? So, if we can get to a future state and have the Spirit of the Lord download identity to us. See, what we lack is identity. Identity of what? What kind of identity are we looking for? What am I looking for right now? Identity of joint heirship. Amen? What I was looking for 10 years ago, let's say this is where I am now. That's where I was 10 years ago, 15, 20 years ago. The identity I thought I could jump from this pole to that pole, from orphan all the way over to joint heir. But God said, no, you can't make that jump all the way from orphan to joint heir. You have to enter the Father. Well, the Father I encountered was the one dealing with the orphan spirit from 2 years ago, and he started dismantling the orphan spirit and the fatherless dysfunction and started building sonship. Amen. Even though I was dwelling in a revelation of sonship 10 years ago, I had no revelation in my soul. Amen. Because it never got that far. But the Father did it. Amen. So now I want to jump over here from sons. Where do you go? Where do you go after sons? Joint heirship. That's where we're going next. What's joint heirship? That's where all the fun starts. Amen. That's where the glory. That's where the mountains move. Joint heirship, the identity of joint heirship is something we have to apprehend. Amen? We have to receive the identity of joint heirship. And so you're moving into a state of joint heirship. So everything about joint heirship, what he's teaching, training, so we move into these realms of encounter with he that is to come. So he is to come. He'll grant identity to us there. Oh, that's what it was, because at the end of that service, I was sitting, all of a sudden, this anointing came on me. And it was like, whoa, but more than anointing, it was the understanding, the feeling, and the faith, and it was like the life, and I felt like any mountain could move under this kind of anointing. I felt like nothing could stand, and started decreeing and prophesying under, but this whole place was just, how many were in there at that last bit? And this whole atmosphere was just so charged with power, and because what happened is I entered in to a place in the future that I'm not yet walking in, but I entered into it from that service. You see that? Sometimes you'll do that, and the further you can get out there and bring some of that back, that's where the glory zone is. Amen? All right, so with that said, I'll give you the assignment. I woke up this morning, and how many of you wake up and you're half asleep, you're in that zone, and a word will come through you, and you just keep repeating over and over and over again, and that just would not stop. I kept saying, 7 days of light, 7 days of light, 7 days of light. I'm like, okay, I got it, 7 days of light. I'd roll over, 7 days of light, 7 days of light. 7 days of light. I was like, fine. I got up. I'm drinking coffee. 7 days of light. Okay. I'm going out to the prayer calls. And as soon as I sit down, it stops. For like 45 minutes, 7 days of light. 7 days of light. I went, he was not going to let me sleep through it. Amen. Isaiah 30. It says, the light of the moon shall be the light of the sun. That means your night will now become light. And the light of the sun shall be sevenfold as this is the light of 7 days. When I get out of the prayer calls, he said, I want, and then he stops the repetitive 7 days of light would just absolutely would not stop because it just stopped. He said, now, and when I sat down, he said, I want you now to believe me. That's the intercessor, believe me for 7 days, to walk in 7 days of light. And he goes, you don't understand the power of what you're asking for at this point. He goes, I'll have to reveal it to each person individually. But a continuous or a continual, meaning it may not be just every 7 days, but it'll come on you 7 days. 7 days at specific times, you'll have 7 days of light in a field that God has granted to you. He'll give you a field and give you 7 days of light in that field. If God gives you a field and he gives you 7 days of light, the field's yours. That's just a matter of fact. Amen? You just have to get a revelation. I'm not going to give you my revelation. You get your own revelation. But I have my revelation, what 7 days of light can do a lot. Amen? Say 7 days of light. Amen. All I need to do is stand in a field and get 7 days of light in that field, and it's mine. Amen? A good part of it's mine anyway. Amen? Just go like that. Praise God. And he started speaking to me this morning. He said, I always speak in sevens. He spoke to Daniel, 7 years, 69 weeks, 70 weeks of 70 years, 69 weeks, 42 weeks, 69 weeks of 7 years. John, 7 years. Joseph, 7 good years, seven lean years. Always the seven. Solomon was 7 years building the temple. Amen. Seven pronged lampstand. So he's just starting with a, when God has you do something, an assignment, he doesn't give you too much. Amen. 7 days is not that far out. Amen. He basically saying, can you come out with me for 7 days? Can you come out in front of where you are? I'm going to go in front of you 7 days. And I can, he goes, I'm going to occupy from where you are to where I am on a 7 day period. Can you believe to see me in this realm? Dwell with me in this realm. Okay, dwell with me, see what's he do before he ever asks you to do something of this. He always gives his word. Amen? God will never, ever ask you to go outside of his word. So what has he done? He's established his word. He is that which is to come. 7 days, your light will be a 7 days. Your day will be a 7 days of light. Come out with 7 days. Believe me, basically, for 7 days of light. And what kind of light? Well, ask him. My light's not going to be your light. Your light's not going to be my light, but 7 days of light. Amen? God could have you 7 days of light and save your kid from an impending disaster, save something. You never know what 7 days light will mean to anything or anyone, but you'll see 7 days in front. Amen? Praise God. That is what's called dwelling. He says, I'll go before you, but if any man serve me, let him follow me. That where I am, say 7 days in front, there shall you be also. Amen? Where I am in all of those 7 days, you can be with me in whatever and wherever we're dwelling, wherever you're occupying, I will download through omnipresence moves you. We see him. We acknowledge him. We believe him. And today we'll just move into a prayer. I'm not going to move into it long because I end up teaching again. But that's what happens when we're into these real awesome revelations. Because God doesn't want just to pray all the time. The Christians are the only one I know that shouts their whole life and nothing ever moves. God wants us to be effective. Amen. But there'll be a download today of faith for us that will move and occupy into 7 days of light. Amen. Jesus walked in a continuous light. So we can walk in light. A light that's not of this world that we can see all things. Now, he's not going to show you everything, but he'll show you what he wants you to see and know and understand. Amen. Some of your promises are hinging on your capacity to be able to see in front. Not only see, but dwell with him. Amen. Here's what most prophetic anointings do. Y'all look up at me here. Everyone look at me. Eyes on me. You're here. God's from a future position. He comes to you and shows you the future from where you are. And you see it through the lenses of where you are. That's one type of prophetic anointing. The higher level is he actually calls you to where he is. And then you dwell with him in the glory of that realm. You dwell with him in the identity of that realm. He downloads the identity, the glory, and the light of that realm from where he is in your future. See the difference? You're not looking at it anymore through the lenses of your spirit. You're looking at it through the lenses of his eyes. Glory to glory. It's a difference between going to where he is and seeing it from where you are. lot of people are highly content on just seeing things from where they are. That is not where change comes from. You can see forever from this. I mean, seers love to see, and all they do is see, but they're not occupying. If we don't learn to move into the place of occupation, and we're always just content on seeing but not occupying, we're not going to get the kind of transformation we're looking for. Transformation comes from the occupation of where he spoke it from. That's what we're after. That's why we want to see him and dwell with him, acknowledge him as that position. We'll just do that today in prayer for a little while. So we're in plowing phase right now, but this is all good because we have light on this. Amen. Father, we thank you. We come before you, Lord. We enter in to the holiest of all, the new and the living way. We enter in through the veil. We enter in, Lord, into the holiest of all, into the kingdom, into the garden, into the rest, to the perfection of rest, into the glory of your rest, into the beauty of your rest, the acknowledgement we in our own selves can do nothing. We can only do what we see you doing from the realm of the kingdom. We surrender our soul. We surrender our works. We surrender internal and external anxiety. We surrender toil. We surrender the spinning. We surrender the spinnings of the soul, the activity of the soul, the capacity for Eleazar, Ishmael, Amalek. We surrender. We empty our works in acknowledgement in this realm, in this operation, we can do nothing apart from you. We surrender all the effort of it, the toil of it. We enter in to be clothed in the perfection of rest, the perfection of grace. We enter into the field of lilies, where they're receiving grace on our behalf. You've opened this field for such a time as this. They're receiving grace for us. Would you clothe us in the corporate grace of this garden? Clothe us in the light of it, the glory of it, the rest of it, the peace, the tranquility, the stillness, the quietness, the rest. Clothe us in the rest, pure rest, unadulterated rest, content, still. Peace. We receive the yoke that's easy, that makes the kingdom easy. We receive the burden that is light. We receive light today. Crown of lilies, you crown us in rest. So that have received grace for us today. That's all they do is receive. Clothe us in it today. Pure grace. The absence of all works. Today, Father, we ask for the spirit of wisdom and revelation, the knowledge, understanding, and operations of Christ, the Omega, Christ, and that which is to come, He that is to come, the beginning and the end, the first and the last, the author and the finisher. You clothe us, flood our hearts, the eyes of our heart be flooded with light from this realm, with hope, with faith, with wisdom, with understanding. You grant us today, according to the riches of the glory in Christ, to be strengthened and overshadowed with all creative dunamis power, administrated by the seven spirits of God into our inner man, that Christ, the Omega, may dwell in us. That Christ, the Omega, may be revealed in us. That Christ, the Finisher, may live in us and we in Him. We acknowledge You, Lord, as the beginning and the end. We acknowledge You as the Omega of our promise, the Omega of our life, the Omega of the next 7 days. You are the beginning and the end of the next 7 days. You are the first and the last of the 7-day cycle. You are the author of the next 7 days. You're the finisher. You are the Alpha of the next 7 days and the Omega. And our night has now become as a day. And our days that we walk in has become the light of 7 days. Oh, Father, You grant us, we ask, You are the Father of lights. You're the Father of He which was. You're the Father who is. You're the Father who is to come. You grant us the capacities of omnipresent omniscience, that in You, Lord, we live, in You we move, in You we have our being. You go before us now with the span of 7 days, occupying and authoring and finishing all 7. You grant us the light to see into 7 days. You grant us the light of 7 days as we hold the lampstand in our heart. Every candle is a day that burneth brightly, giving us the capacities to see where You want us to see, receive what You want us to receive through omniscience. To be with You in any one of those days, in any one of those candlesticks, we can sit down with You. Day 1, day 2, day 3, day 4, day 5, we can sit down in grace. Day 6, day 7, perfection of light. Continuous. a capacity to move out and follow you, to be with you in a time that is not in our time, to be with you in spirit, joying and beholding the order, seeing, understanding, occupying, being able to move into you, dwelling in you, as we acknowledge you as the lampstand today. It is the seven churches. It is the seven continents of the world. It is the 7 days of rest. It is the seven spirits of God. It is the seven pillars of apostolic government. It is the seven pillars of wisdom. It is 7 days, 7 years, 70 weeks of years, 70 weeks of 7 years. It is a continuous light, perfection. As you begin us, the small things, despise not the day of small beginnings, teaching us to see, to move outside of time as you go before us, outside of the jurisdiction of the time we dwell in. We follow you, we serve you, we see you in those 7 days. Some of you might see a particular lamp on the seven prong lampstand. You might be honed in on the third one or the fifth one. We dwell with you in that day. We dwell and sit with you in that day. We abide in you for 7 days of light. We see by the operations of the seven spirits of God, the seven eyes. Your eyes are on us for every day. The seven horns, there's a kingly anointing. In every one of those days, there's a crown. Grant us the crown. Grant us the eyes of our heart to be flooded with light. We acknowledge you, Lord, as the finisher. We acknowledge you as Alpha and Omega. We acknowledge you. The light of 7 days, the day star has arisen in our heart. The day star has arisen, and our light of the day has become as 7 days. Acknowledge and see with the spirit of wisdom and revelation to grant us understanding, omniscience, omnipresent omniscience. In any one of those 7 days we execute dominion, omnipotent dominion, in what we see, what we receive, what we understand, what we are made to know. Grant us the wisdom that makes us glow, that we can now see as you peel the darkness back, the veils of darkness of the world being peeled back, the veils of darkness. We are the light of the world. We carry light that's not of this world. We walk in the light as you are in the light. You are the Father of lights, and you clothe us in lights. You clothe us in a myriad of light. You clothe us in a myriad of glory. You clothe us in a myriad of grace. You clothe us in the light of 7 days. Behold, you do a new thing. And in this next 7 days, it will spring forth. And before it manifests in the earth's jurisdiction, you will reveal and show and declare it to us in the jurisdiction of your kingdom. Before it happens in the earth, we see it. We see it. Before it happens, we see it. We stand with wisdom over the fields of the earth. We stand with her in the high places. We stand in the highest places over the gates of the world system, over the streets of commerce, over the cities of commerce, over the cities needing salvation. We stand to see what our Father doeth. As you show the Lord what you doeth, Father, show us what you doeth. Behold a new thing before it's manifest in the earth. We see it in the jurisdiction of your kingdom. Today, our eyes are flooded with light. We receive from you every good gift, the perfect gifts of light from the Father of lights. We receive the gift of light. We receive the operations of light. We receive the operations of omnipresent omniscience, seeing out into 7 days. Opening the veil, the prophetic capacities to see and to dwell, to be with you as the Omega, to be with you as that which is to come. You are the Omega. You are that which is to come. We dwell with you. Oh, you've gone before as we see you out in front. We see you with our eyes, the eyes of our faith. We see you through this lamp you've given us. You've showed us greater things than these. You've showed us the events that are coming that precede the tribulation days. You've showed us the 7-year run of the white horse. Can you not show us 7 days? Cannot reveal animate details pertaining to the spiritual realm, political realm, financial realm, family realm. Pertaining to how you see us, what is to transpire, what is to happen. Can you not show us? Have you not seen? Have it not been declared to you from the beginning? I am a God, saith the Lord, that declares the end from the beginning. For it is your generation I was speaking of, when saying I am the first and the last. I do a new thing, and before it manifests in the earth, you'll see it. You'll know it. Before it manifests in your jurisdiction, you'll see it in mine. For this is what I give to my friends. This church is a friend of the bridegroom. You are my friends to prepare the bride. Therefore, saith the Lord, I give you eyes to see. I give you ears to hear. I give you understanding of the times. I give you the light of omnipresent omniscience. To see as I saw. To sit where my Father said sit. To go when the Father said go. Every revival that was ever orchestrated, saith the Lord, I saw. I encountered. before it was ever manifested in the jurisdiction of the earth. I saw it with my Father. I could only do what I see my Father doing. This is the secrets to my mantle. Being one in the Father, to see, to behold it before it happened, from a realm of where it happened, from the glory and the faith was already there. It had already been completed. This is the finished work, operating from a finished position, operating from the Omega jurisdiction. Father, breathe on us. Breathe light. Breathe life. This is a new thing. It is a new operation for us. But we shall know it. You grant it. You overshadow it. We access it by faith, Father. You've given us amazing revelations. Now we come in to it by faith. We apprehend, we lay hold of it by faith. We agree that we can see. We agree that we can see. We agree, somebody, break that disagreement right now. You just said, I can't do this. You can. The Spirit of the Lord said, you can. Repent of the unbelief. Agree that you can see. Agree. We agree with thy words. We agree with the wisdom. We agree with the keys of the kingdom that have been granted to us. We can see. We can see into this glorious lamp. This lamp is far greater than 7 days. We can see into the first 7 days. We can see political events and intercede on the behalf of them. We can see financial events and intercede on the behalf of, we can see spiritual and church events and intercede on the behalf of it. We can see it from the place called done. The will of the Father being shown to us in advance. Behold, I do a new thing. Before it manifests in your jurisdiction, you will see it, hear it, and understand it from the jurisdiction of the kingdom. This is your inheritance, to walk out in front of time, to be in front of your adversaries, to be in front of circumstances, to be in front of impending danger, to be in front of breakthroughs, to receive before it happens, to know it before it happens, to go and rescue Lot before the judgments, to see, to know. There'll be those raised up with such pristine sight that the authorities of the land will begin calling upon you. Find this one for me. Find this child that's been lost. Show us where she is. Some of you will be called to sit in political arenas to see. Elisha saw the plans of the enemy before it came to pass. This is your inheritance. Receive it. Some of you will sit in the gates of Mammon and see before it happens. My light is the greatest weapon against darkness. There is no greater inheritance. Light is the highest. saith the Lord. I give you my light, that you can be the light of the world. He that followeth me will not walk in the darkness of this world, but you will have the light of light. The light of life. You'll have the light I walked in. It has been reserved for you, for those who can believe. It is in the lampstand that you carry, which will manifest in front of you now. You're now in the days of manifestation. You're in the days of the crown. You're in the days of the running. You're in the days of ordination and separation. The season of preparation has come to an end. The days of light have now begun. Walk in the light as I am in the light. Walk in me, the Father of lights. Walk in him who is to come. Walk in me who is to come. Learn of me. Learn of who you are. Stop thinking as men think. Stop doing things the way man does them. You are not of that order. You are kings and priests before me. You're heirs of a royal kingdom that far surpasses the one you live in. Learn of me now. Learn of these places. You will bear much fruit, more than you can know, saith the Lord.